Despite a government report this week into the failings of the compulsory income management scheme in pilot areas across Australia, Social Services Minister Kevin Andrews remained positive. He focused on the positive reports where people have voluntarily taken up income management, but largely ignored the results that income management doesn't improve lives of those forced onto the program. The Wire's Joe Lim spoke to Eva Cox, postdoctoral fellow at the University of Technology Sydney, about the report.
Perfectly clear from the reports when you read them. The one that covers the people that are on voluntary income management, which is the NPY one, that the people that have volunteered for it say it seems to be doing them some good. The other one, where they have both voluntary and compulsory income management in these various place-based ones, show quite clearly the people that are compelled onto it do suffer from stress, do suffer from negative feelings, do feel ashamed that they're actually on the cards. So the justification for the minister claiming that the reports actually are coming up with positives means that either he can't read the reports or he doesn't actually notice what he reads or he's being badly advised.
Do you think Tony Abbott will actually take on all these reports and come up with a very good view of income management?
Well, that remains to be seen. If they do actually bring these in, they bring it in on no evidence really that it works. It's extraordinarily expensive and it's likely to cause more distress and problems than it actually fixes. The evidence, and unfortunately their record in this area means that they're probably going to do it again. And I think it's actually important that people actually are aware of the fact that it's happening and don't just go along with facile statements saying, oh yeah, well I know the bloke down the road, he keeps drinking, so therefore it's obviously you have to stop him drinking. Because that's not the way you do it, and it doesn't work.
Eva Cox from the University of Technology Sydney. Joe Lim also asked campaigner Paz Forgione whether the government would use this report to justify the expansion of income management.
I'm pretty sure they will be, but if they do, they'll be deliberately misinterpreting the report. This report that basically backs up what other governments' evaluations of income management have shown us, which is that income management does not build up people's skills. It does not give people the strength they need to look after themselves and to stand on their own two feet when they need the extra help. And the young people who have been put on income management, not because a Centrelink social worker has sat down with them and said, okay, we think you're vulnerable, we think you're mismanaging your payments, or we think that you're suffering from crisis. These young people have been put on income management solely because they are on that particular kind of payment. So many of these young people live out of home. They've been living out of home like for a long time, but there's no evidence that as a group that they aren't capable of looking after their money.
That's Paz Forgione from the Stop Income Management in Playford in South Australia.